Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what?
This is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm
going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
Pardon me, I've been acting low pro. Pardon me, I've been still acting pro. Pardon me, I've been still acting pro. Pardon me, Mr. Egg in the store. Pardon me, I've been still acting pro. Pardon me, slipping in at the store. Pardon me, I'm about to shit on the beat. Pardon me, I just went crazy on the free. Pardon me, I could have Bon Appetit. Pardon me, I bought Chanel for 10 G. Just for the pills and my syrup on my weed. You pull out that lamb, I got somewhere to be. I'm on it. She like, hit from the back and go deep and go. I'm on it. She on it. We on it. They on it. Crackadile spilling all over the bird. Bought her a bird, could have went bought a verb. Sipping on syrup, got my cup turning purple. Pardon me, I got my savage on fleek. Swapped out the AP and bought the Philippe. But gets on her ankle, she walks so elite. Flex of a season, she whipping big B. Double my cup, man, I'm going on the E. BVS cut, she done turned to a free. Driving the road, and I came out the key. Play with that drum like I'm Tommy Lee. Counting that money, I might just OD. I took the R out of free, charge a fee. Me and Layada done called us a static. Pardon me, I've been still acting pro. Pardon me, sipping standing.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is Dirty Water, episode 91.
91, bitch.
What up? How y'all feeling? Feeling good?
Great. I'm chilling, man. See? I'm here, man.
I'm Moses.
Lex.
You already.
Spark the backwood, my nigga.
Pardon me, had to lick my blood.
Spark the backwood, my nigga.
Pardon me, I gotta count this cheese. Pardon me.
You getting money, ain't you, on the low?
Nah.
You ain't gotta lie. You getting money on the low, Moses.
Nah.
I see your chain shining, nigga. Your dirty war shirt is glimmering.
Yo, speaking of money. Y'all seen a nigga Travis Scott got a burger in McDonald's, nigga?
He had a burger in McDonald's?
Nigga gave him a quarter pounder with lettuce and bacon and fries and shit. He got a whole meal, Travis Scott meal, quarter pound meal. Nigga's getting bread out here.
I don't want it.
I mean, regardless of the food, but what other rapper or entertainer you know got a fucking burger in McDonald's?
Were you guys on Happy Meal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With a toy.
No, for real?
Yeah, nigga, with a toy.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Travis Scott, man.
Toy,
yo.
Nigga.
Yo.
What the
fuck
you talking
That's
about?
That's crazy.
Hard.
That's ill. That's ill. So he got a whole toy, a little action figure of this nigga. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So check this out. If you could have a sandwich in whatever restaurant you want, you know what I mean? What restaurant would it be and what would the sandwich be?
Does it have to be a sandwich?
It's going to be a fast food restaurant.
Oh, I was going to try Roof Chris.
Nah.
I can't be a part of Roof Chris?
Nah, we ain't doing that.
I was going to be salmon. Nah, I was going to be the salmon at Roof Chris.
No.
Oh.
Fast food sandwich.
Go ahead, Moses. What you got?
What?
I said I was gonna be a salmon at Roof Chris.
No, nigga, but he wouldn't let me do that. Fast food. So keep going. You gotta pick something else, nigga.
Your ghetto Taco Lex.
What?
No, Taco Bell. That don't sound right.
Your ghetto Taco Lex?
What kind of taco would it be?
A steak taco. Throw some lettuce on that joint. Little tomatoes, little cheese.
Nigga's not going to say, let me get the
A1 sauce on it. No, not even the A1 sauce, the Lex sauce. Let me create my own sauce to have on my taco.
You talking about the sauce?
On my steak taco.
No nigga's going to say, let me get the Lex. Let me get two Lexus.
It wasn't the two Lexingtons.
First of all,
oh my God.
I don't want no steak tacos from a nigga that think he vegan.
Oh shit.
What type of bullshit is that?
Oh shit.
This nigga, yeah, I don't trust you already, nigga. What about you, Moses?
Damn.
I'm vegan. Try my steak.
Try my steak. I'm vegan. Try my steak.
The real meat.
It's plant-based. We'll talk about it. Go ahead.
Oh, plant-based steak.
Yeah,
plant-based. On the tortilla.
Nigga shitting everywhere.
That's nasty.
Nigga shitting
everywhere. That's nasty.
On the soft taco.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to need something soft with that bullshit.
Oh, my God. What you got, Moses? What fast food joint? What fast food?
This nigga won't. A pork chop sandwich from Wendy's.
Like, I'll be on fucking.
Now you look like a Burger King ass nigga with the crown on top of your dreads.
The IHOP Moses IHOP special.
Moses IHOP special.
I like that. What's on the plate?
Yeah.
What's on the plate?
You ain't go to Waffle House.
It comes.
You ain't fucking with Waffle House, bro.
It comes with. Listen. Pancakes or waffles.
That's ill.
How many?
Pancakes or waffles.
Pancakes or waffles?
Or waffles.
How many you get?
You're going to get three.
Three of them.
You got to get basis. Three.
The that's milky the shit, right?
You know what I'm saying? Smooth.
That's not vegan.
I don't understand why you... Don't talk to me like
that's
that.
That's not... No, I'm just saying.
Let me finish what I'm saying, because you're confusing me. I don't understand you. Like, it's milky. I mean, you're talking about fucking waffles. It's milky. What is it?
They make waffles and pancakes out of milk and all
that.
That's what I was saying.
It's milky.
Some niggas do water.
No, niggas.
So I was saying, you got the buttermilk joint?
That's buttermilk. Don't say it's milky. You got niggas just throwing milk in you. What the fuck is wrong with
my
you?
My bad, bro. My bad.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What else?
So, get the hash browns.
My nigga, this by the way, this don't sound unique at all. That sound like any place.
That sound like a straight up breakfast.
Can I finish?
All right, go ahead.
I don't even eat breakfast.
With the hash browns, you get the scrambled eggs, or you can get whatever kind of eggs you want.
Okay, nigga. That shit sound like an all-star.
Then it comes with the...
Right, that sound
like an all-star from Waffle House.
Then it comes with the stuffed omelet.
The stuffed omelet. What's in the stuffed omelet, though?
So what I think you... Okay.
What's in the stuff I'm
whatever you want.
No, nigga. What's in the Moses stuff I'm
Yeah, it got to be.
This is the Moses special.
No, nigga, got to be specific to you, nigga.
Yeah.
What's on the omelet? Not whatever you want. This is if that's the case, I'm going to build my own omelet and not get your meal.
Feel me?
Nigga.
I don't want the Moses special. I can get whatever I want.
You
don't
have the mushrooms out of cheese. It's going to be sausage. You don't like sausage.
Oh, yeah, that shit sound weak as fuck.
This shit is trash, dude.
You don't like sausage. But I had the vegan sausages for your bitch ass. You little vegan bitch. Maybe I have the little vegan steaks for you, little bitch ass. I mean, you enjoy that.
What's your
Let
shit,
me get
Dave?
Two Moses specials.
Where you at, Dave? Fuck this nigga. Where
it'd
you
a,
at?
It'd be a fucking... It would be a chicken sandwich.
From where?
From Wingstop.
Zaxby's? Oh.
From Wingstop.
Oh, you doing Wingstop.
That'd be hard.
Chicken sandwich from Wingstop. And you get, I would.
Is Wingstop fast food though, bro?
Yeah, that's fast food.
No, it's not. That's got a drive through.
That's fast food.
I ain't seen a drive through at a Wingstop, bro.
10 minutes is fast food, my nigga. They get you wings out of there in 10 minutes.
I guess.
Can you get it to go?
Go ahead.
I'm getting a chicken.
Can you get it to go?
You can get anything to go.
Yep. Wingstop don't have chicken sandwiches. So
I could do Ruth Chris.
Nah, nigga. I'm gonna get a chicken sandwich from Wingstop. And the choice is you're going to either get lemon pepper, they put a nice little lemon pepper breast on there, or you get the fucking the mango habanero.
Ooh, mango.
You know what I mean? With, I don't know if I, what I want on that bitch.
It's the Dave special.
With some type of,
some type of garlic powder or something
garlic
different.
Powder. I don't know. Put a piece of fucking lettuce on there or something.
Put a piece of lettuce. That shit sound trash, bro.
Nah, that's fire.
Put a piece of lettuce.
Like, you know what I'm saying, Mo? What is this nigga talking
piece,
about?
Put a piece of wet lettuce on it. Bop.
But it's gonna be on the Kaiser roll though.
Like, on the Kaiser roll.
Spice it up.
It's on the roll.
On the Kaiser roll, man.
I'm gonna be the first nigga to put the salmon in McDonald's. How about that? Travis Scott, I'm coming for you, nigga.
Ain't nobody buying that shit.
What you mean? Why not?
Who the fuck going to buy salmon from McDonald's?
You making a salmon sandwich?
Just like they buying fucking fish from McDonald's, nigga. They going to buy the salmon.
That's a sandwich.
No, nigga.
Yes.
No. You going to make it a sandwich?
Nigga, they,
yes. Yes, Moses.
So what you going to put on the sandwich? And it's got to be fried salmon. Most people don't like the salmon's fried because it's oily.
It don't got to be. No, it's got to be a nice little pink grilled salmon on a bun. Nigga, on a ciabatta bread.
Shibata.
On a shibata bread.
Yeah, nigga,
little lettuce. Shut up, Dave.
Look at the restaurant you putting it in. It's McDonald's.
Everybody's there. Everybody's at McDonald's.
You gonna that have shibata shit ain't going down.
He's going down.
It's going down on my shit.
No,
nigga.
He's gonna have salmon.
Nigga, that's McDonald's.
He's gonna have, he's gonna have salmon on Texas toast, nigga. That's what they're gonna give you.
You feel me?
And put a little cinnamon to swirl around.
That's Mick Lexington's. Yeah. That is not. We are. They are not
with American cheese on
McLexington
with the McDonald's Incorporated.
Niggas are already called a corporation.
Hey, yo, McDonald's, holla at me, man. I'm telling you, I got the perfect sandwich for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
the girl's still in the bathroom, man.
I try plant based
with that salmon, man.
I try to plant based burgers for real though. Like for real.
How were they?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
How'd you cook them?
I put them on the grill. I had the charcoal flaming on the grill.
Okay.
You know charcoal is the best way to go. Mm. I mean, if you fuck with gas grills, that's cool, whatever. I fuck with that too, but if you, I had the charcoal, right? Little wood chips, little hickory wood chips in it. I said, let me throw this plant-based, Beyond Meat, the Beyond, I don't know if you heard of Beyond Meat, yeah, Moses. Okay, Beyond Meat, plant-based burgers. Threw them on the grill, seasoned them right. I wasn't gonna just going to throw them on there with nothing on it, you know, salt, what pepper, garlic powder, you know what I'm saying, onion powder, a little basil, oregano, you know what I mean? I was just throwing shit on it, you know what I mean?
Oregano, basil, shit in there,
shit was fire, man.
Hell.
Nah, the shit was fire, Dave.
I'm good, my nigga.
I'm going to, this is what we're going to do.
You put the cheese on it?
I did put some cheese on it. That was, that's what made it non-vegan. And my bread, my buns wasn't vegan buns neither. You know what I'm saying? But the shit tastes like the real. Okay.
My nigga, well, I don't.
You
I
ain't tried it, Dave.
I don't want no Mighty Morphin meat, my nigga. That's that is crazy, right? You eating
Mighty Morphin meat?
They making that shit.
No, it's
somewhere.
Plant.
It's plant based.
It's plant based.
No,
nigga,
good.
That's,
look,
that's Mighty Morphin.
No soy, Dave.
Mighty Morphin.
I hate
nigga
this
that
nigga.
Shit in a laboratory.
Dave, no soy, no gluten. Yo, no soy, no gluten.
Yo, my nigga, that shit.
Beyond Meat.
That you get that shit when the poison drops into the sewer and made the Mighty Morphin fucking Ninja Turtles.
Demolition.
So you wouldn't even try my plant-based burgers if I made them?
I'm sure.
In the studio?
My nigga.
Let's bring the grill out here to the studio.
My nigga, if I want meat, I'm going to eat meat.
Well, I want you to try this, though.
Fake meat, my nigga.
It's not fake meat.
It's fake meat, my nigga.
It's plant-based.
What does it look like?
Meat, I'm going to go eat the meat.
Plants?
It don't look like no fucking plant.
Like, it look like plants. No. What you mean?
Nigga, that shit
look like
is,
broccoli and cheese.
That's petri dish. Hamburger meat, nigga.
Bro, I dressed it up with the lettuce, tomatoes, ketchup.
Food. You look like cat food.
It's grilled up cat food.
Grilled up cat food, nigga.
Meow, 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 meow. Oh, my God.
On the grill.
You got the meow mix in there.
You got the meow. You eat cat, nigga.
So the family liked it?
Everybody enjoyed
Everybody enjoys
cat. Even my mother enjoyed it. Because I bring my son to my mom's crib to do his schoolwork. You know, they do the visual thing. I bring him all the way to her crib. So his little sister don't bust in his room and all that type of shit when he's trying to do his work. You know what I'm saying?
She don't give a fuck.
Yeah. She didn't thugged out entertainment. So little Lexi, little Cha-Cha. Shout out to Cha-Cha. So my mother was like, okay, I see. She like you, Dave. And she like you, Moses. Whatever. I know. You making that?
good luck.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, damn, ma. Like, I love you, but whatever. So, but the next thing you know, it's in the morning when you drop your son off, you know, bring me one of those plant-based burgers you made on the grill, right? I was like, I got you. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. Picked up little Lex later on that day from, you know, doing the schoolwork.
Man, that plant-based burger you made, that thing was good. It was really, it was juicy. I warmed it up in the microwave. I didn't know it was going to be that good.
You know what?
You know what?
What's up?
Because
it's real beef, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
It's just finessing so the hell
saying,
out of you.
So you're saying beyond me finessing?
Yeah.
Beyond just me finessing.
You no, cows that eat good vegetables. They're not
finessing. That's Mighty Morphin. Yeah. That's give, what they doing.
You heard me, Dave? Mm-hmm. They giving him cows to eat good vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Eat your broccoli.
It tastes different.
Eat your broccoli. Yeah.
You stupid.
Yo, Conway.
Eat your broccoli.
Moses. Conway came with an album.
Was it wet?
Yeah.
I don't know where this nigga is going with this shit. I don't know where Moses is going.
Inside joke.
Yeah, you keep that where it's at.
We gonna keep it.
What's wrong with this nigga, man? Yeah, man.
Moses getting Tekashi on. That's how I feel right now. But it's cool.
Nah, man.
Conway coming out.
Niggas using mop buckets.
From King to God. From King to God. Conway. Griselda. How y'all feel about it?
Good album.
Good, great, trash. Okay.
Wasn't trash.
I'm asking.
It's never trash.
I'm asking. Really?
Never.
I'm asking.
Don't you ever say
I'm
that.
I'm asking.
Don't you ever.
Jesus Christ.
It's Conway.
Hold on. You saying
Griselda.
So Conway's not capable of making something trash? I think everybody is capable of making something trash, but I'm not saying this is trash.
Have you seen it?
I'm saying every.
Have you seen it?
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Have you
bro.
Seen it?
Seen what?
Have you seen it?
That's
what
I'm saying.
Seen what?
No. Conway, no. He always makes great projects. That's a fact. I'm just saying everybody's still capable. It don't matter who you are. You can still make some trash shit.
I know.
But
I don't feel like.
He didn't hear. He did not hear.
Don't get it twisted. I don't feel like it's no trash shit. I just feel like you might not agree to what you're listening to.
Yeah, he didn't stray away from the Griselda sound.
He switched it though.
But he switched it a little bit. A couple of the tracks got a different bounce on it, and he was flowing all over that motherfucker.
One track I was like, what is he? Like, okay.
Yeah, he switched it.
That's the track with Armani.
Yeah.
That shit got a crazy bounce to
I like
it.
Her.
Yeah, nah, she dope.
She fire. She be spitting.
Yeah.
And she fine.
Oh, I haven't seen her.
Oh, she fine.
Oh yeah, Dave?
She in the video. Get a video.
I haven't seen her. I ain't really. You follow on Instagram, Dave?
Nah, I don't. No.
I just follow the videos. So I'm not gonna look at a body. I just respect the lyrics.
Yeah. Go check out that that.
He's fire.
Conway,
right now.
Conway
She's
the fire. Machine from God from King to Gods or Gods from Kings or something like that.
From King to God.
From King to God.
He switched it up for me a little bit. He still stayed with the Griselda sound.
Come on.
That's what I love about it.
The West Side Gun and Benny.
But you can tell they are they're getting out there now, for real. Like, for real, they're getting out there. They're appealing to a bigger audience.
Nah, but honestly, you know what I really like? Change of the beat they did. Dave had pointed that out to me with Alchemist and Derringer.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they keep that going. That'd be nice if they do that with Westside Gunn and Benny throughout all of them.
I think Westside is coming with another one, but I'm waiting for Benny. I think they said Benny got one coming with Hit-Boy, just like how Nas did.
Yeah.
I'm ready. But is Hit-Boy going? I don't know. That's not the Griselda sound. Or can he appeal to it?
He said.
You got to understand. He said.
Cause I like Hit Boy.
I heard Benny in an interview. He said he brought Hit Boy to his world. He not in Hit Boy's world. So
right.
Hit Boy had to, you know. He's a great producer. So yeah. I'm sure he could cater to whoever is in.
I think most the
studio with him.
I'll let you. I'm sorry, Dave.
Okay.
I think most of the producers do that. Like you might think it's gonna be they sound. Most of the time it's they sound because some artists can do that. But they always known to fuck with somebody, they challenge them. You know what I'm saying? Make their beat Greta. Just like Zaytoven and Gucci Man. So that's like
Well, hold up. Does Zaytoven go into Gucci's world, or did Gucci go into Zaytoven's world? Because Zaytoven has that piano sound
in the Gucci world. Because you gotta understand, Gucci raps different.
I think they created a world together.
Together, you know I'm saying? With Dave on that. I think that's how.
But
I look at
I'm
it
just
too.
Saying he did beats for Gucci.
Right.
It never was nobody else. Like if he did a beat for somebody, it was for them. Right. If you listen to
he never gave nobody Zaytoven no Gucci beats.
Just like with Alchemist, you think it's the same, but it's not. Everybody's nah. different.
Yeah, because especially we gonna make it don't sound, you know what like yeah, what Griselda got going on.
Right. Action Bronson
and we gonna make our saying by Jadakiss.
You know what I'm saying? Action Bronson, Currency.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So
it's still kind of the same.
No, it's just a signature.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's like a paint, a different paint, but it, you know what I'm saying? They signature.
Could it be the drums and then the snare?
It's
just,
sounds, everything. Right? It's not just
the BPMs he uses.
It's everything. The right. ones that you think about with just sounds is maybe like Metro Boomin. Take Heat. It's always like,
but see,
it's always up, like a little pattern.
But
you
bring up Zaytoven. Zaytoven has his own little sound. That piano sound, the way he plays it, because he actually really plays the piano.
But
what you know
he
what I mean?
Still does is does it for the artist. Like you know what I'm saying? It's Zaytoven. Yeah, it's his world. But with different artists, I mean, come on.
But with different artists, his sound is his sound. When I hear him with Dolph. Or I might hear him with Jeezy. It's still the Zaytoven sound.
I think,
even though we want to still put him with Gucci.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I look at it as rappers and producers the same way, because rappers got to jump on something they not may not be used to, but they can still rip on it, right? So can the producer? You be like, why is he? You know what I'm saying? Doing something different, and you be like, oh, this shit's hard. You might not like it at the beginning, but it'll come to you. Be like, yo, I slept because you used to something else.
All right.
So used to the same old shit. So you saying that's hot, but when you hear something different, you might give that shit a chance. Like, yo, that's a good producer.
Well, Young Boy Never Broke Again. He dropped the album.
I seen the meme. I seen a meme with about Young Boy. It had a picture of this nigga. He said, "Look like he bite."
He what?
He bites.
Listen, man.
He do.
Hold on. What was it, Moses? When we talked last night pre-production, what did I say? When I showed you the cover of so Young Boy Never Broke, I'm like, yo. You know me. I check this shit every Friday to see what come out on Tidal, right? And I seen that shit. I'm like, oh shit, Roddy Ricch got a deluxe album? That's how I looked at it. I was like, Roddy Ricch got a deluxe album. And I said, oh no, that's NBA Young. That's a Young Boy. I was like, oh, he definitely stole the cover from Roddy Ricch.
Don't get twisted. He got the like.
Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial album, which is a great album to me.
It's for the youngins.
What is it, like a white cover and him standing there looking black? Or
let me show it to you real quick, Dave. Go ahead and talk real quick, Moses. Let me show Dave. Roddy Ricch.
How was the album?
Yeah, look, he's Dave. Look at that shit, Dave.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Don't it look like he?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, that's somebody on his team should
did better than that shit, man. Come
that's
on.
That's what I'm
man.
Saying. I feel like he's for the young kids, though. Don't get twisted. He got some hits.
How you like the album, Moses?
He got some hits.
It's trash.
No, it ain't for you.
It's trash.
It's got some hits. Don't get it twisted. He got some little hits, but like I can't get with some of it.
I like
we
that.
Got 21 tracks out of the 21 we listened to. Moses, what was like 3-4 maybe out of 21
in his world?
That's trash, but it's not my world neither. So it's trash to me.
I'm not in his world.
I like and I'm that, not neither.
I like that shit with him in the Migos. Heard that shit. That shit. I think it's called I Need It or some shit. It got the old 50 beat.
That's
on
what
that.
I said. Like he got some other hits. I'm just not going.
You ain't hear that, Lex? It got the old 50 beat on there. That beat hard.
Yeah. I got to hear it. I ain't hear it.
It's got that.
He got one with E-40.
It got the bitch get in my car beat.
Let's get in my car. Okay.
Him and Amigos, that shit is hard.
Let's get in my car.
I got to check E-40. He had one with DaBaby. Okay. That shit hard.
Yeah, I mean, Young Boy ain't for me, but, you know, I'm sure he going to move a couple units, though. He usually do.
We'll see.
He
be spitting. Like, some shit he be spitting, but, like, I just feel like...
Showing my age over here.
Yeah, you getting old, Dave. Yeah. Old ass nigga.
Who gives a fuck?
All right. Shout out to Young Boy. What's next, man?
I ain't shouting out that shit trash, man.
Nah, somebody like gonna like it.
Oh, no. The young kid's probably gonna like it.
Somebody gonna like it.
The young kid's gonna like this shit.
Yo, man. You know what I was,
oh,
I was
shit.
Watching an old school movie, right?
Oh, shit.
And I seen... Low Down Dirty Shame. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the part where she was like, Peaches was like, you can sleep in the other room, you know what I'm saying? My girl.
Homegirl.
She coming, homegirl's coming home tonight. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you don't care about her. You like, you sure your homegirl don't mind if she see a man in the bed? Nah, she ain't gonna mind. She probably gonna like it.
She ain't say that in the movie.
Nah,
yeah, that's
racist.
Whoa,
God,
man!
Nah.
Real, what happened to the scene, man?
She said
yes,
it.
She did. She said it with a lip. You write
seen
own,
it.
You write in your
the
own.
The Peaches wrong. You wrong, Peaches. Peaches wrong.
So what happened to the scene, man?
In the scene, you know, nigga wake up. He was like, "Damn." As I'm watching it, you know, when I first seen it, I was like, "Damn, this shit got some rough feet." So it go up, you know, it got the wig on. Yeah. And this nigga's like, excuse the girl, hope you don't mind. You know, Peachy said, you know, you won't mind if I sleep in your bed. He's like, ooh, no, honey. Nothing like a woman man squeezing the bed. He's like,
Whoa.
It was a guy.
Yeah. Nigga said, so show me some tits.
Yeah, what's the fucking question, nigga?
So what I would think it is, well, if you had a homegirl, or you was, you know what I'm saying, fucked up at the house, and then it was probably like, but a homegirl was like, yeah, I got my homegirl, you know what I'm saying, she probably come, you know,
what would we
in
do
bed.
In that situation?
Yeah, what would you do in this situation?
Nigga, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You be crying? I can see you crying, though. I can just
well,
see you crying.
Well, my problem is, though, First of all, I'm scared to sleep in somebody else's bed off the strength anyway. Right. She coming home tonight? I don't want to be in here when that motherfucker come home.
Yeah.
Like, you got to tell me that this motherfucker's on vacation or something.
I just don't understand why he ain't look for no pictures. It's in the room, like, maybe
it's tight, man. He just finished getting shot at, bro.
Yeah,
true.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
Still,
put yourself in that position. You got.
I lay on the floor. Put me on the floor. I don't want to.
Where's the
wait
couch at?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, this is somebody else's bed. No, I'm cool.
But what would you do though?
No,
that's the
this
question.
Is not what would you. This happened. Is what would you do? Stop trying to make it. I wish you put on the couch.
I gotta get up out of there. That's my first instinct. I'm out of here. I just been shot at, and I wake up to this. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out of here. Like, I seen enough. Come on, I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. Sorry.
What can you do? It is what it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, you got, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
That's all you got?
I mean, shit, what you want me to do? You want me to fight, dude?
No. Right. I'm out of here.
I want you to get out of there. Don't try
to
fight.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Dude,
I woke
gotta,
up to this. I was supposed to be at peace.
You know what I mean?
And I woke up to this.
What I'm saying.
I'm out of here.
I'll wake up and be mad at peace. Peaches, what
oh,
the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah, Peaches wrong.
No,
Peaches
was wrong. I'm out of here, but I'm calling Peaches.
Peaches was wrong. But I'm my girlfriend is expression. Fuck that expression shit.
I'm out of here, man.
That's funny.
I'm out of here, yo. I ain't.
Just tell me
what
the
you going to do?
Get out of say here. He was speeding in the street in his sleep. and they call a nigga a Rottweiler.
Yeah. First of all.
Yeah, ain't no nigga call me no Rottweiler.
First of all, when somebody get into bed, you going to wake up. You would, I would have seen it.
Ooh, yeah, right.
Cause
right.
I'm a light sleeper. Right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be funny.
That nigga was grinding on homie.
But yeah. he was scared.
Cause he had
sh- well, nah, he
and he had
been
rusty
on,
feet
still,
on his leg. He had rusty feet on his leg.
Yeah.
You seen it? Cause I was like, damn, the feet fucked up.
They're rough, right?
I thought it was like boomerang. You know, like they did that scene. So I thought, like, you know, maybe her feet was fucked up.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Hey, did we say we was going to call Jizzle? We're going to leave Jizzle alone. We good?
Yeah, we're going to leave Jizzle alone.
Leave Jizzle alone. We'll call him next. Yeah, call him next. Episode 91, motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. Fuck with us on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Nah, which, okay. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, Dirty Water_Podcast. You know what I mean? Just fuck with us, man. Fuck with us on that little purple app on your iPhone. Right. Spotify, Stitcher.
Dirty Water Dave B.
You know what I'm saying? My shit is Dirty Water Lex. We on all the podcast shit. We come to YouTube soon.
They lying. Sure.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to go with it? They lying. This nigga was bad yesterday. Huh? What was I mad about, Moses?
They lying.
This nigga was hearing Benny.
I can't remember.
This nigga was hearing Benny, you know, Benny. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, these niggas, house. Listen.
I was through my mama's house, bringing them things in.
He was like,
these niggas is lying.
Yes. Because these niggas love to act like they sold all this dope. I know they lying. At least around here.
Oh,
that's all I was saying, man.
This nigga was head.
And I was with Conway too, and he was like, I honestly don't give a fuck about being cool with none of you rapper niggas.
Yep.
I don't care. Fuck you niggas.
Yeah.
That's all I was saying, you know what I mean? Like, and now niggas is lying.
These rappers is going in.
They lying.
These rappers is going in.
That's why I fuck with Griselda and Benny and them niggas,
I fuck with J. Cole too.
Well, J. Cole ain't lying.
He ain't lying on Clapback.
What are you talking about?
Nah, you just saying. You just got here clap back.
What the fuck is clap back? Oh, the climb back.
Oh, sorry, climb back. I call it clap back.
You stupid.
What is he talking about, Dave?
There's a clap back in that verse. It's a lot of clapping.
Speak on it. You brought it up. Speak on it. What's up?
It was a strange situation.
He was just saying, like,
look, Dave, you got nothing to say now.
I'm about to tell you.
He
was saying, like, you know, nigga talking to me like he want to be in my spot. Mm. Nigga talking to me like he jealous.
Mm.
Nigga want to ride my whip. Don't he understand he can't be in my shoes? Damn. You can't even be in his shoes.
What's he talking about?
Shots fired. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking about this rapper's like giving it to you. Dude. Don't care.
You felt like J. Cole was just getting his shit off, huh? Felt some type of way in that particular verse, huh?
You felt some type of way.
How you feel? How you think he felt?
I don't know. Somebody did it wrong.
You brought it up. How you think he felt? All right. We can move on.
He didn't have to say that.
Why not?
Why would you say that?
Some people just be in their feelings and they just telling how they feeling at the time. That's it. That's music.
You should enjoy the vibe.
And the vibe was hard. I like the song.
If I'm his friend, I'm enjoying the vibe.
I'm ready for the Cole album, man.
You ready for nothing? You might tell some more truth. Niggas might be hurt.
Yo, Trump, where the fuck is my stimulus check, nigga?
You ain't getting shit.
Nah, I'm pissed off about that. Where the fuck is my stimulus check, Trump?
You ain't getting shit.
He ain't gonna send another one?
Till after November. If he get elected, that's when you get
that's
it.
That's too long.
That's
I need it now.
Game. It's my money and I need it now.
Oh, I'm family of four. Send that $1,200 per person, Trump.
Yeah.
I need that.
Trump
in my
that.
Household.
Trump gonna send you. You chose that.
Huh?
Trump gonna send you a letter. You chose that.
Like, you should have pulled out, nigga.
Where's my money? You did that.
It's rough around the house, man. Taking care of these kids. Virtual school.
Rough riders.
All this type of shit, man. Come on, Trump. I need that. Bro. Everybody, bro, you need something. Come on, bro. Send that stimulus, bro.
Yeah, that's when they family, huh?
Yo, say, come on, carrot face. I need that, bro. Come on, bro.
Bro.
I need that.
Bro.
See how Trump doing, man? He's my bro.
Bro. Get the science paper, bro.
Jesus.
Yeah, send Christ. That bread, though.
I need that, man. Yeah, come man. On, man. It's whatever, though, man.
Just want to flip it.
We're going to figure. We're still going to figure it out. Still going to figure it out.
Get money. Didn't worry about get the check.
Didn't you say you wanted to talk about this love over lockup, Moses? Like, you know, when you like.
Love over lockup? That means you got somebody you call from the jail and you in love.
You're in love.
When they get out.
Yeah.
And they you hold it down stupid for them. Ass.
Okay. It's like a pen pal, though. You write them, right?
Pen pal.
Accept calls and shit.
Yeah.
Nah, well, I don't know about the calls. Except I calls. Think you email them. You can email them.
They send like pictures.
Wait, is this a real thing you could do or what?
Yeah,
what are we talking
my
about?
Nigga. Yeah.
Okay. It's a show.
It's a show. Okay. Yeah. And you can email, like, let's say it's somebody you want to write.
Right.
You're looking for a chick you just want to write. And she's locked up.
There's a database of shorties in the that you yes. can talk to?
Yes.
With their pictures and
with
shit?
With their pictures and shit.
Oh, that's a whole nother date in that.
Yeah, jail date now. Jail time. That's what it's called.
But they in there locked up.
Jail time.
Yeah, it's
so you
jail
could
time.
You can write them and hold them down while they locked up until they get out, and then you make the decision what you want to do.
That's yeah. cute.
That's nice. Cute.
That's nice.
Because they got to so stay somewhere all, and they stay with you.
Would you do that, Dave?
First of all, I would never, I don't think I'd be able to look for a relationship in from a person that's locked up that I don't know. You know what I mean? I would definitely hold my girl down if she got locked up. But I can't just pick a random person. I don't
Why
think
not?
I'd be able to do that. Because that's not, because I, first she of all. I,
you get
I
to know get, them through writing them.
I understand
though.
That, but I need to at least be able to hit
she
something.
She might kill you.
I can't hit.
No, she gonna let you hit something until she get out.
You got yeah, cause to go visit.
You just met. What the? Hold on. First of all, what say so? She got if you hit something while she in there. You met her because she's in there.
You got cause to go visit.
She can't care about
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
You can use
I
lotion.
Don't care. This is what I would do though. If I had money, if I was a
Dave, you have money.
If I was a millionaire,
but you damn near millionaire.
Listen or whatever. No.
Yeah. You what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
I be counting your pockets on the low. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and your
I'm
number,
sorry.
Your numbers is skewed like a motherfucker.
Really? I thought you was close to him.
But check this out. If I had money, I would fucking, like, that list or some shit like that, I would put money on I would look at people's cases, and I would put money on inmates' books as like, a tax write-off. You know what I mean?
Would you try to pay for, like, appeals and shit, too? Try to get them out sooner?
I would do all that. I would do all that.
I ain't gonna lie, Dave. If I was in that situation, I think I would probably do the same.
That'd be a nice thing. If I had money, yeah.
But if you fuck with them, you get to know them and you fuck with them. Yeah. Like,
look
I can
at
their
case and shit. You know, you get a little team and try to get people out of jail or at least help them live as comfortably.
What if
in
they're
jail?
In there for a murder they didn't do?
Well, you, that's, what you're that, trying to that's get up out. To you and your team to do the research.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? That's what, but
that's
look,
that's
as
what
far
trying
as,
to
look,
get out.
As far as looking for a little bitty in the jail, nah, I'm good.
Well,
I'm good. But that's dope, though. That's dope. That's dope. That's dope.
Your little thug chick out there.
Out of jail? Doing some fraud and shit? Yeah,
with it, you know what I'm saying?
What I mean? Find me a little city
shorty
girl.
Got a shorty?
Ooh. I mean, a little city girl.
Yeah, shorty.
Are you looking for a city girl, Dave?
No, nigga. I'm talking about.
I know you single, so I ain't know if that's what you
I'm
want.
I'm talking
your
about
life.
In jail, nigga. I'll probably be a little JT.
Little scammer,
shorty.
Right?
Yeah, a little scammer. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, I'm be real here at Dirty Water. I'm going to say you need scammers in your life. You need scammers in your life, man.
Scammers run the world, man.
I promise you. You need them in your life. For real. So, what about you, Moses?
People that sell they food
what about
stamps
you?
is scammers.
Yo, scamming you know is different mean? Level. It's different levels of scamming.
Get like five of them, and then have them send phones through there, make a fight over me, and then sell the
what?
Sell on what?
What you running
OnlyFans?
A fucking fight
what
club?
What this nigga want to do? He's running a whole fucking ring.
Oh, he got an OnlyFans for the inmates.
You know what I'm saying?
Inmate edition.
Yeah.
Oh, come.
With
my
the,
nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, listen, say no more because that's Dirty Water's idea.
That's what I do.
Say no more, Moses.
That's
what
I do.
That's
what
we about to do. Now, go ahead.
This is what I do.
And then you put a little bit on her books. You take the, you know what I mean?
And keep it right.
I like that. Yo, Bingy.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say it. If nobody going to say it, he's a genius.
He's a fucking
genius. You a fucking genius, Moses.
That's crazy.
You a fucking genius, like my nigga.
I'm gonna invest.
He said it. I said it. If nobody's going to say it, Moses, you a fucking genius, my nigga.
Do your fucking job, Dave. Mm-hmm.
Only inmates is coming soon.
Only inmates.
Only
it's coming soon.
Yeah. Only. That almost sound like Macho. Yo, this is the only inmates.
I don't give a fuck what y'all say. That's the name of this episode. Mm. Only inmates.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Round one.
I'm with it.
Get nasty.
Round get one. Nasty. Why you got the Mortal Macho Kombat? Macho Man.
That's what I'm going for.
She's a freak.
So yo, Moses, Dave doesn't watch P-Valley.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm
gonna catch up on it.
Nah, fuck that. We've been trying to tell you to watch this shit. It's over with now.
You can still watch it. Fuck you.
Hey, I know. Hey, he just be harsh when you don't watch the show.
Nah, man, because I be asking this nigga to watch it. He be like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And then, nah, fuck you, Lex. You know what he does? And I hate that shit.
He go home, he look at the shit you want to watch, and he be like,
because he don't come
watch.
Here and talk about it. He just comment on it.
Yeah.
You know he look at it, but nah, I want to talk about it. You told him to do it, in his mind, I'm telling you what he's doing.
Fuck
he's
Dave.
Like, I'm not gonna watch it.
Fuck Dave.
Like, that's what he do. Hate Dave. You don't tell him to watch something.
Whatever, man.
You say you ain't gonna watch something, then he'll watch it. You don't tell him, watch this right here. Because now he's like, I ain't gonna fucking watch you. You want me?
Yeah, you ain't so my then, fucking boss. And I ain't even coming at him like that.
I just don't watch fucking TV hate that, like that. I don't watch TV.
P-Valley, Moses.
Yeah, that's at New York. He comes out, he'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
P-Valley, Moses.
You want me to watch P-Valley? Fuck, I look like
Pussy Valley, Moses.
Come on, tell about the show, man.
Exactly. You want it?
Let this nigga know.
Autumn.
Who's Autumn?
She's light skin.
Diamond.
She's a stripper.
Yeah.
She Diamond from Players Club.
No, she's not.
She's a stripper.
She's a light skinned one.
Okay. She got in a stripper because she was
so
trying to get
the show revolve around her or does it revolve
it
around
her? It revolves around everybody. You know how
they can take this show any way they want to, Dave.
It always starts with that one character, Dave, but you get to know,
each character and what
they deal with.
So, what's the basis of the show? We talked about this already, but since you want to talk about it, go ahead.
They trying to build a fucking casino over. They trying to get rid of the fucking
just
club.
Watching how.
And
towns do. How governors do.
Uncle Clifford. You know what I mean? He in debt with the club and shit.
Just where you from, how everything goes down. How everything plays out.
It's a strip club?
Yeah. Mother and daughter situations. Stripper problems. Love problems.
It made me look at how stripper life is so much different than...
It was based around the club and the employees.
Yeah.
Okay.
But stripper life is difficult.
Man, fuck that.
And dangerous.
That last one pissed me off.
Why make you mad, Moses? Talk your shit.
You gotta, first of all, let's talk about respect for strippers.
You got to have respect for strippers.
Respect the fucking strippers. Although they're getting naked and all that, and they showing their bodies, they out there working. They working hard. The fucking club is getting a cut of their money.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And... shit, it is a whole bunch of politics.
They paying
a
fee just to be on stage, you do.
Right, right. They gotta pay.
Understand strippers, because you gotta. If you ever been to strip clubs, you already know what goes down and how it goes down. But they working hard. Like them girls, be sweating and doing anything. You know what I'm saying? The real ones. That's
why I appreciate the
real strippers. I ain't talking about them old crazy ones. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the real strippers. Go out there, get their money.
But that shit is an art too. Like you gotta like the way that shit, the way you climb up on that pole and do all of that and drop down and do all that dancing for that long. Like you gotta really, I look at that shit like you gotta work out for that shit. Not the way Mercedes do on the show.
It's a workout.
Not only that, it's a art.
It's an art and craft too.
It's art and seduction too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta learn. You gotta learn how to work. You gotta know how to work these niggas in the club.
That's a hustle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hustle.
It's because a hustle.
And it's dangerous.
That's what I was saying. It's dangerous because niggas ain't shit.
Yeah, niggas is crazy.
Niggas ready to touch you.
Niggas ready to touch you, but
and disrespect you.
Some, and when and they don't, you know, I mean, respect, niggas, so niggas you, might be waiting outside the club for you. You know,
respect, and to follow you home,
right?
Type stupid shit.
Yeah,
I respect Shorty because Shorty know how to finesse a nigga out of the money. He think going to something gonna happen, don't even happen.
And my crooked letter pissed me off when she pulled a gun out on homie. Like, come on, why you do that?
But at the same time, I kind of understood it.
What kind of relationship they had?
Abusive.
Abusive. He's abusive.
She was dealing with a white boy that was beating her ass.
But he be beating.
And she started liking the security guard.
So she pulled a gun out on who?
On the security guard because them two got into a fight.
The security guard always liked her. The
security guard was really about to really whoop his ass, even though he was taking an L for a second. Don't get it twisted. A little
white boy in his Sperry's.
Mm. White boy in his Sperry's is holding it down. I ain't gonna lie.
He was working on
it. He was holding it down.
I didn't expect it to be the whack ass fight the way this was gonna go down because this is like the finale season. So that fight scene was tough. It was a lot of shit going down.
So did she pull that motherfucker or what?
She pulled it out and homie had to get off of the baby daddy.
Oh, okay. So she ain't shoot the nigga.
She ain't shoot him.
She was just like, stop. And then some shit had popped off because they popped some nigga.
Dave, check it out, man. P-Valley is fire. Season 2, I don't know when it's coming. I hope, well, they got approved for it. So I'm ready for a season 2 whenever it comes out. But the shit is fire, man.
That shit is fire.
It was just crazy shit to the mama. I'm like, damn.
Even looking at that shit, let me know that women have way more avenues than men to get money.
Yeah.
You know, OnlyFans, stripping. They could just show pictures and niggas is paying for it.
Niggas is the avenue for women. That's why. Because we pay for everything.
But we pay for everything.
We pay for anything they want. A man can get it for them. They just got to know how to... Yeah. How to finesse
some
niggas.
Chicks, I ain't. You know what I mean?
They looking for sugar daddies and they out here.
Right.
Some of them is looking for it, some not.
Yeah,
some
not all of them.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
Can take that avenue, though.
There's more men.
If they have to.
It's so hard for them to try and do the right thing.
What I'm saying is there's more men that will pay for a woman's stuff than women that will pay for men's stuff. You know what I mean?
So I'm not seeing as...
They hustle's going to always have a wider range. You know what I mean? It's going to be harder. It's always going to be harder. But they can get money a lot of different ways.
So these niggas grind hard, but these bitches grind harder. Like the intro of that P-Valley shit.
Women's focus, they focus, bro. They'll block your ass on.
They'll shut you out. They feel like they don't need you.
Some of them fuck with some of them niggas in the club. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, dudes use women, too. I mean, I think we use each other. All the way at the end of the day. They just have, like what Dave said, we are the avenue for the women, though. We spend that money.
Right.
You know what I mean? We buy them things. We pay for everything. We buy the room. We buy the flowers. We pay for the food. We buy the purse. Like, we buy the diamonds.
Titties.
That's you know what I'm saying? So, some investments, especially.
And that's all they got to do is just show their bodies to us. And we satisfy. Or give up a little more. Mm. Even though that's...
Women are doing a lot out here.
Everybody's so different. So
respect them. Because they doing a lot for us weirdos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a lot of you weirdos.
You went wild. I went wild. It's
a lot of you weirdos.
Yeah, I work.
Wild in strip club, young. Sure, those strip club days.
Y'all see the NFL is back. My Giants, I don't know if they're going to do anything. We'll see. I don't know. But I didn't expect them to come back. I didn't think they was going to be able to do it. The stadiums look empty.
Yeah. I think they only do like 20%.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I didn't look into it. I just seen, oh, shit, NFL's back. Yeah. Game is on. Shit. But I was like, oh, it ain't that many.
It's 20% capacity with the team.
I want to.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah,
damn, I wonder how much those tickets are, or maybe it's just family there for the teams. It's probably, I would think there was probably just families there for the teams. You probably couldn't even get a ticket. I'm gonna look into it by next episode.
Owners. owners in the skybox. Niggas not in the
closed in.
Yeah, man, with the liquor.
All the liquor.
The owners' relatives.
Or outside.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's enough room
for I got you some tickets. Right outside.
Right outside, nigga.
I'm in the skybox.
6 feet apart.
Don't take the skybox, Joe. I want to go watch a game in the sky, but I never did that.
Yeah, because you ain't got no money, nigga.
That's a fact, Dave. That's a fact.
You ain't got Skybox money.
I definitely don't have Skybox.
And you going to be crying when you got to go down.
I'm a true peasant. I'm trying to, listen, I'm a brokey. It's cool.
No, I don't want to go to Skybox.
I want to do the Skybox with all the liquor.
Skybox?
And then little crab legs, little shrimps. Yeah, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Hey, somebody invite me.
You look like a shrimp cocktail ass.
Yeah.
Flip
flops.
I said the crab meat first, though.
Yeah, I guess.
I said the crab meat first, man. Come on, man. Are you watching Power? Anybody in here watching Power?
I said the crab meat
first. Before I said shrimps.
I ain't get into Power yet. But how is it?
Let me get a Bloody Mary with a shrimp.
Right.
I know this place.
Right on top.
What is a Bloody Mary though?
Uh-huh.
I never
it's
had
like,
that.
It's like vodka and
what's in that?
It's vodka and like tomato sauce or some shit.
Oh no! I never ordered that. Tomato sauce. No.
Tomato juice and vodka.
Nah. You ain't gotta worry about me ordering no.
Nah, you gonna drink it?
Nah, not at all.
It's good.
Let's go to Vegas, guys.
It's vegan.
Let's go to Vegas.
It's vegan.
Let's go to Vegas.
What?
Let's do it.
I want to go to this. Come on, man. Let's do it real quick.
Real quick.
Quick flight, Vegas. Couple days, we come right back.
I can't fly.
I got miles.
I got sky miles. I know, baby. I got sky.
Let's go to Vegas.
Let's go to Vegas.
Shut your ass up, baby.
Put everything on black.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
This the year for putting it all on black.
I'm not.
Come on, man.
I'm not going on a plane.
Go there and put 1,000 on black.
You know, this nigga's scary about the plane, man.
I'm sick of the Moses, man.
You want to drive there?
Yeah, you on your own.
I'm not driving no fucking Vegas from North Carolina.
We're going to send you on a bus a week.
How long you think that'll take to get to Vegas from here?
Across. It's about a week, 4 days, 5 days.
Ain't no week, dude.
Yeah,
come
it's on. Like four or 5 days, man.
Really?
You driving, you going across, you going to the west.
Is that you stopping? Though? Is you taking naps?
No, I think it's like 4 or 5 days straight.
Sweet.
Yo. Well, you better leave 4 or 5 days earlier than us, nigga, because I'm getting on the plane. Fuck that shit.
Send this nigga a week ahead of time. Send him on the bus.
Yeah, we'll be there like on a Thursday, so you leave Monday.
Yeah, man.
Yo, get fuck out of here.
I'll do that, nigga.
The bus, Dave.
So y'all ain't catch Power? Neither one of y'all caught Power?
No.
I'm watching a little shit about Lil Tariq, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm into it. I ain't think I was going to watch it. I'm into it. He's trying to get his mother out of jail. I like what Method Man is doing as being a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me $500,000 liquid. I like that. I like the role Mary J. Blige is playing. You know what I mean? Married to a boss that's locked up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So she getting protected in the street. Tariq is getting close to that, trying to figure out things, but now she wants to figure out things about Tariq, where the fuck he comes from. I see what's going on.
She the plug?
I don't know. She probably is. I don't know exactly. It's not shown exactly what she got going on, but her son is a killer.
Okay.
And, you know, Tariq is helping out her nephew. Her nephew plays ball. They go to school together now.
Mm.
And, you know, Tariq is going to school because he's trying to get his inheritance.
Okay. What is he helping her nephew out? His nephew out?
Schoolwork. Because he plays ball. So make sure his grades is up and boom, you good.
Oh, okay. So,
but the nephew comes from, you know, her, the streets and shit.
But they don't, so right now, they don't know what he do as of yet.
Nah, they don't know about Tariq like that. Gotcha. They trying to look into where the fuck he really come from. Right, St. Patrick family and why his mother killed his father.
Okay.
It's crazy. I see you Power Book too. I see what's going on. I'm a roll with it. I ain't think I was, but I'm a roll with it. Kind of dope. It is what it is.
Okay.
Snowfall, come on. Snowfall, I'm waiting on you, man. I'm waiting on Snowfall.
When is it coming?
I don't know. I'm just waiting on it.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying. I'm waiting on the next season.
All
right. I'm hoping they listening. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I ain't got shit else, man. We can get the fuck out of here on episode 91, man. Check us out,
91.
Man.
91.
Dirty Water, man. Holler us about the fucking Dirty Water shirts. We got them shits, man. Mm-hmm. We got shot glasses coming soon. We got motherfucking hoodies coming soon. Mm-hmm. Stickers. Wherever the fuck you want our logo, we got that shit coming soon. So fuck with us, man. And
I got them in thongs and
bras.
You want to get some of the thongs coming out? We'll get the dirty water thongs and bras. Yeah.
Ooh, dirty thongs coming out.
Yeah, let's do it. Dirty all the ladies, thongs. Cop them shits. You know what I'm saying? Cop them. They coming. They coming.
They going to be brown.
Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty.
Get the dirty water stocky.
That's fucking filthy. Nah, I'm not listening to these guys.
It's dirty. It's dirty. It's the dirty dude.
Like I said before, fuck with us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC.
Dirty boxes. It's the dirty waters.
The dirty water yoga pants. Oh, it's all coming. Man. Don't worry. The do rags. Don't worry. It's all coming. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. We on everything. Any fucking streaming app, nigga, we on that shit. The Apple shit, the Spotify. All that shit. Google Podcasts. We on all that shit. Dave, what's your shit on Instagram?
Dirty Water Dave B.
My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. I know this nigga Moses is a fraud. He don't never want to get shit. So you can catch him on Black Planet. I promise. You'll see him on Pornhub somewhere. I promise you.
How much your account?
Premium. Platinum.
Hey, if you got the free premium on that shit, send that shit this way to Dirty Water Lex. We ain't send it to Dave too. Don't worry about it.
I told you.
Episode 91, man. Keep fucking with us. Thank you to all the listeners, man. We're the new listeners of the motherfucking Carolinas, man. That's what I said, and I said what I said. 2-6 and
Lexington back again. 9-1-4, what up?